just heard Moon in Your Eye by Caitlin Ariella Smith, as well as Emily Mossery. Before that, Setting Sun by You'll Never Get to Heaven. And then before that, Circles by Crime Mob. I actually heard Circles, fun fact, a year ago during Thanksgiving. My mom decided last minute, let's go to New Orleans. And we are not really a traveling family, so I'm not quite sure what prompted that. But I went to an amazing sandwich shop called Turkey and Wolf. Turkey and the Wolf. If you ever go to New Orleans in your lifetime, def recommend. It's a little, it has a bunch of eclectic decorations and it's delicious. And it's not even expensive. And they were playing Circles by Crime Mob. And I pull out my Shazam. I go, what song is this? Because what is this beautiful melody? Like, and now I listen to it often because it's so freaking good. And also, Emily Mossery, if I ever make a movie, which is never, I want him to make my score, please and thank you, because I just watched Minari. That score is beautiful. Also, I sobbed at the end. If you need a sad movie, a good heartwarming sad movie, watch Minari. Beautiful film. Def would recommend. So those are my last songs for this week. I hope everyone... I got a final at 6 p.m. So everyone wish me luck. And I wish all of you fellow students luck in your exams. You're going to do amazing and it's going to be amazing. Okay? Have a great rest of your week and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hello, this is Madeline Roger and you are listening to 101.5 UMFM.
My
careful now, we didn't have time to insert the so be advised. What you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
It's 4 p.m. It's raining outside, a little bit dreary on a Monday afternoon. You know what that means. Coming to you live, brand new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, your home of doom, gloom, and destruction, but also hope, creation, strangeness, darkness, all things in between. Alternative to your alternative, whatever that means to you. You'd be forgiven if you were thinking a lot these days about death. I mean, womp. Lots to think about pertaining to death, destruction all around, chaos, it would seem, reigns. Things seem like they're running towards an unavoidable endpoint, I would say, which is pretty dire and maybe what you don't want to hear on your Monday afternoon as you're doing whatever you're doing, working, driving home, you name it. I don't know. Been thinking a lot about it myself, but I have some music to get me through it. So hopefully you can sit with me while I get through it. We can be a little bit worried and get through it together, starting with some strangely smooth, neon-lit sort of explosive psych pop sounds, courtesy of The Flaming Lips and Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. We're going to kick things off with a highlight from Flaming Lips' masterpiece, The Soft Bulletin, a track called Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. Strange note to start things off on, I think, because this song totally feels like an ending to me, but sometimes the best endings are also the best beginnings, like the Big Bang. And then following that up with a highlight from Panda Bear's newest record, a track called Never Given In. This is Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
In our lives,
That was the opening track from Panda Bear and Sonic Boom's newest record, which I think was surprise released last week or a couple of weeks ago. The record's called A Question of When. That's a track called Never Given In. Sets things in motion real nicely. It's an awesome album. It's not on streaming, so you gotta either go buy it or find the YouTube ripped version. One seems a lot less ethical than the other, but I won't sway you in either way because I listen to it on YouTube. It's been a great year for Animal Collective members releasing solo and duo works. We haven't seen Animal Collective in a while, but hearing these records, these members on their own, so many years into their careers has been really fascinating. Hearing what kind of each of them brings to the table as not a sum of the parts, as maybe two people in a room or as one person in a room. You hear the different ingredients in the grand alchemy of Animal Collective and hear what they bring really to the table. Geologists, kind of strange, warped soundscapes. You get to hear Avi Teres. I don't know, all the nicknames are too hard, are very strange and somewhat hard to pronounce sometimes. It's not a real name, by the way. You'll have to deep dive into this if you haven't gotten familiar with the Animal Collective members' code names and stuff. It's quite confusing, quite strange. What's an Animal Collective record? What's not? Who's all in Animal Collective and who's not? Very confusing stuff. But anyways, you get to hear what he brings to the table, and especially who brings the Beach Boysiness, the real psychiness to Animal Collective, which I think all along has been Panda Bear. If you listen to the records that have come out alongside of the Animal Collective records, why do they sound so like classic psyche, Beach Boysy, Summer in the Sun? I think it's largely Panda Bear. Before that was the Flaming Lips with Feeling Yourself Disintegrate from their magnum opus, The Soft Bulletin. It's often hotly contested what the best Flaming Lips record is, but I think you're wrong if you don't say The Soft Bulletin. Although Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, also awesome, but in a very, very different way. Soft Bulletin is a bit of a gut punch of a record. It's a bit of like a coming of age tale set to sweeping psychedelic rock and fake pocket symphonies. It's gotten me through some hard times, that and another Flaming Lips record, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, but they deal with very, very different, like very, very similar styles, I think, very similar sounds and feelings, but very, very different themes and how they handle those themes. Like, I think Yoshimi is very focused on being a person, being in relationships, but through like the lens of like a grand operatic story, a bit of a rock opera about small things, whereas The Soft Bulletin is about huge things, life, death, grief, and are they opposites? Is there spaces in between? How do these things, these giant forces that play into our lives, how do they reveal themselves in the everyday? And so these giant themes come through in these tiny, tiny stories. It's a bit of a pocket opera in many, many ways. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. And this next track is a bit more on the Yoshimi side. A big, huge opera about such, such small things. Namely, coming of age, I think, coming into your own, trying to figure out your place in the world, in your relationships, whether romantic or friendship or otherwise, trying to figure out who you are in all these new environments around you, going to university, going to school, growing up and maybe outgrowing things and trying to figure that out. It's a band from Toronto who was recommended to me off of the YouTube algorithm, as much as I hate it. This was a gold recommendation. Pillowcase Warrior. I know nothing about them, so you'll go have to check them out yourself, but it's kind of a culmination of so many different styles of music that I loved in my youth, my teenage years, in my early 20s. So many different indie and rock styles all converging at once with a heavy amount, a hearty dose of noise, and just the perfect amount of melodrama. It's a bit of everything all at once, and that's what Post Everything is all about. This is the opening track from Pillowcase Warrior's record. It's a song called Rebirth. We'll be right back.
outside. Text still not replied. Curtains and run, you're still okay. Tune to me, ask how was my day. Still on for tonight. Fire burns for no light. Eyes piercing mine, made for escape. Go on alone, I'll meet you there. There is no friendship.
one of those songs that feels like it will never end, but in the best possible way. It was a band or artist, I'm not quite sure, from Toronto called Pillowcase Warrior, track called Rebirth, from their record. I forget what the record is called. I feel so bad about that, but I'll get back to you on that later. You can look it up on Bandcamp probably. But I know nothing about them aside from the album and the names of the people who made the album, so I have to speculate a lot. Like, what age are they? What, I don't know. That's the big thing. Like, who made this record? Was it secretly like a 50-year-old dude? I think they were probably on the younger end of things, because nobody writes a good, slightly melodramatic but very like heavy sort of breakup song, coming of age song, like somebody who's actually living that stuff for the first time. I think a lot of teenagers writing music, they either have too much or too little filter. Often they lack that filter, though, that thing in them that stops them from being melodramatic and writing very beautifully about their big feelings. I guess they lack sometimes the cringe factor. They don't cringe at themselves, so they write these big sweeping breakup songs about big sweeping like moving songs, moving on songs, and they aren't afraid to accumulate all their influences all at once and just show them proudly on their sleeve. So I guess this was sort of an anti-cringe song. I love anti-cringe. I think as a culture, we're coming into anti-cringe, but that's a conversation for another day. You're listening right now to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Go check out Pillowcase Warrior if you can. If that song was a little bit too long, a bit too flowery for you, too many big feelings going on, don't worry. I've been listening to a lot of hardcore punk as well, because I've been a little mad. I've been a little ticked off. Something about the state of the world today, watching people's whole communities and homes getting just burned to the ground at home and abroad, watching the working class get beaten down by heat waves and laws and unfortunate government spending. It ticks you off. I hope you're also a little bit ticked off. This is music for the trampled working class, the trampled people, the oppressed the world over. Got, like I said, a bunch of hardcore punk coming up. We've got some Agnostic Front, some Propagandhi, got some I Spy, if you remember them. Got a little bit of everything, but we're going to kick things off with somebody who's maybe not super socially or social justice minded in their music, but still very noisy, very fast, very loud, very strange. At another time, this probably would have been called alt rock, and there's a lot of story, like very fabled band. It's a band called Slow from Vancouver. They've been getting talked about a lot because of a reissue of their only record, I think, and the way they quote-unquote brought Expo 86 to its knees, which was a very anticlimactic story when I read it, but we'll talk about that later. We're going to kick off our speedy little set of hardcore punk with Slow, with Intro In Deep. You're listening to Post Everything. Once again, this is Slow. Thank you. That was one for those of you who, if you were like me, somehow slept on Propagandhi tickets for two separate nights. Yeah, they announced two different shows. However, I missed out on both of them. The people love Prop. What can you say? Winnipeg eats that stuff up, and I can't blame them. It's awesome stuff. That was the title track from their record, Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. Before that, Agnostic Front with Hypocrisy. Before that, Bad Religion with The Handshake. Before that, another great Winnipeg hardcore punk group, hardcore-ish group, I Spy, with Cowboys and Indians. And kicking things off was Vancouver's Slow with Intro / In Too Deep from their record Against the Glass, which was recently reissued. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Hopefully you're right fired up, and if you weren't angry before, you were angry now about the right things. I hope you're not just cutting off people in traffic and just going wild on the street and yelling at service workers and stuff, directing your anger in a good place at the ruling class that ruins the world around us. I feel like these songs aren't just angry. I'm really like diminishing them by saying that they're straight up mad. I feel like, yes, they're full of righteous anger, but they're also full of hope about building a better world. Just looking at the quote that the Propagandhi record is based on by Mumia Abu-Jamal, conventional wisdom would have one believe that it is insane to resist this, the mightiest of empires. But what history really shows is that today's empire is tomorrow's ashes, that nothing lasts forever, and that to not resist is to acquiesce in your own oppression. The greatest form of sanity that anyone can exercise is to resist that force that is trying to repress, oppress, and fight down the human spirit. Ultimately, that is a hopeful, very defiant message, and I think at the heart of these songs is not just rage, but a directed rage at those that keep the everyone down, the working class, people of color, disabled people, no matter where you sit, the world around us. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. We're going to go with another Lawn song after giving your attention span a break. Much less angry, I think more mournful, full of big, big feelings once again. If you're allergic to that thing, sort of thing, maybe embrace them. Learn to embrace them. Let's listen. Let's embrace these big feelings together. It's a song I actually played last week, but I cut it off. I committed a radio sin. I cut it off before the best part, before the first climax. There's something like three climaxes in this song. It's pretty intense stuff, almost emotionally draining at points. It's a song called Shark Eats Man by a band from London, Ontario called Medieval Found Footage. And yes, conventional radio wisdom says you don't cut off the Lawn song. halfway through. You let the listener listen to the whole song. That's classic rock radio. But I do like to listen to the entire song. So let's listen to it together. Hopefully we can listen to the entire thing. All 13 minutes. Maybe not. Maybe we will. Let's see. Medieval found footage. Shark eats man.
We'll be right back.
We've made it through most of it. This has been Shark Eats Man by Medieval Found Footage out of London, Ontario, the closing track off their strange, a little bit terrifying, and absolutely gutting record, Abgnale. Go check it out and listen to the whole song. Somehow I'm so bad at time management, we can't listen to the whole thing right now, or else I'd be cutting into the wonderful guys at Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show. Go check that out. Stick around for them. I'll catch you next week. I've been Corbin Friesen with Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, reminding you to feel the big feelings. Turn your righteous anger into righteous action. Direct it where it needs to be. Be angry if you need to be. Once again, feel the big things. I'll catch you next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every single Monday. Got to end things off a little bit lighter, a little more bouncy and fun, to ease you into some hockey talking with the new Dinosaur Jr. single called Several Got Away. I'll catch you next time.
UMFM radio in Winnipeg. My name is Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show.
Center penalty coming up. Look at the view. Oh my goodness. What a goal. Mistake and a throw of puck by Bridget. A taser from Jonathan Taves, his first.
For sure. We're talking hockey.
Jesus.
Jared likes that one. Hey, folks. How you doing today? It's Talking Hockey, the Hockey Talking Show right here on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. Stream the show online at umfm.com. Click that listen